Yeah, so it's a Unify Smart PDU. They're hard enough, $200, but if you find one, they're worth having because you can plug in. So mine's on a network cabinet. I'll send you a picture. But everything in that cabinet is ran to a port on that PDU, and it's all labeled in my console, so I know what port is what. I can manually reboot it, schedule reboot it, whatever, auto reboot it for modems. And so I'm a bit of a Starlink aficionado, but I have, so Spectrum is great when it works, but when I moved into this house 2 years ago, it was constant. We were losing internet. I mean, I'm done. Spectrum's terrible. So I got Starlink. It's on my roof. I got the actual, residential dish. And then I call up and cancel Spectrum. They're like, what if we give you no contract, $55 a month? I'm like, okay, done. So I have the $55 Starlink plan, the $55 Spectrum plan, and they both go into my gateway to where I can either load balance or failover, and I just pay for the 100 meg residential on Starlink, but it's just my backup internet. So that'll keep the whole house running, right? I'm not going to download movies or play games or stuff. I mean, actually, I have played games on 100 meg. So I have that as my backup, which if you have a Dream Machine, you're more than capable of doing that. You just got to get the service. And then I actually went as far as my Starlink Mini that is the whole thing since sliced bread. I put a battery on it, all that crap. So